Episode number 298, more graphics and more horsepower for Camaro.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
What's up, dude?
Oh, man. Summer's finally here.
Deja vu. Oh, man.
Yeah, we've been saying this off and on, I think, throughout the year, and, well, I think it's really here.
And gas prices are getting a little bit lower?
It's starting to look like it.
Just a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, good news all around.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, well, just look on the bright side. It's not whether or not the cup is half empty or half full. Maybe it's just the wrong size cup.
Yeah.
How's that? Huh?
Whatever.
The Zen of Jason.
Whatever.
And also avoid hookers with walkie-talkies.
Okay.
We got a packed show because we couldn't do any voicemails for the last week because
So we've got a bunch this week.
Yeah, we did that interview with the BBOMG, the Buyers and Builders Oshawa Meet and Greet organizers. And that was just cool. That was cool. So tune in. It was episode number 297, obviously. We're going to be doing a podcast in Oshawa at the big event. But I don't know. I don't know. How are we going to get to everybody? We're going to have to come up with something interesting.
Yeah, no kidding.
I got a couple ideas. Okay. We'll figure it out. Yeah. So. Yeah, let's definitely get into this. Okay.
How about some custom graphics through Chevrolet?
Yeah.
Directly.
Yeah.
From your dealership.
Yeah. Camaro Scotty, our good buddy, posted this for us, and this made the front page of CamaroZ28.com, among other things. ChevroletGraphics.com.
Yes. You can go right onto that website and pick some pretty neat and, I don't know.
Unique.
Graphics.
Personalized.
For your Chevrolet vehicle.
Some out there. Some
only,
pretty cool.
Only select Chevrolet vehicles, though. But if you own a Camaro, a Volt, a Spark, a...
Cruze?
And a Silverado.
Not Spark, Sonic.
Sonic, sorry.
I get it mixed up myself.
Yeah.
You can... Some are... I don't know. Some are pretty
unique.
Pretty unique. some are plain. Some it's just neat. They got this just kind of like a simple but effective builder. You pick your car. You pick what you want to do. Like if you want to do, I don't know, hood or side or whatever stripes. Just neat stuff.
But the good thing is that they're available now for you to order.
Yeah. Yeah, and it goes through your dealership, right?
Yes. Yeah. Pricing is around $300 and some odd.
Yeah, they're not cheap. But I got to think they're decent quality.
Plus installation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to think they're decent quality if Chevrolet is, you know,
Made by 3M. So
yeah.
It's got to be decent
quality. You're not getting rinky-dink vinyl from eBay or anything
right.
like that. So.
Yeah.
So good stuff. Thanks again, Camaro Scotty, for that. And then my favorite part, you're talking about more power. What's up with that?
More power for the V6 car.
And we talked about this before, but yeah. I think they kind of, this is the guts of it, why or how they're making this power.
Yeah, this redesigned cylinder head here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the integrated manifold.
It's lighter.
Yeah.
Makes more horsepower.
Yeah.
And the same, if not better, miles per gallon.
Yeah.
For your 2012 Camaro V6.
That's pretty neat. So there's really no header. It's just kind of a collector. Well, no, it's not even that. It's just a pipe with a flange on it that bolts to the head.
They're able to pull out 13 pounds out of this here.
Out of each
total,
head?
Total.
Or total? Well,
total.
Still. Wow.
It's going to increase from 29 miles per gallon to 30 miles per gallon, getting 323 horsepower.
That's almost 50 more than your LT1 Z28.
Isn't that weird?
And gets better gas mileage.
Way better gas mileage.
And dollar for dollar, value for value is less expensive if you adjust for inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And has more technology and is safer.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, have to be all the side airbags and everything.
Look at these cars now, man. You can get OnStar and Bluetooth and XM and all that stuff.
The side curtain airbags and MP3 player built
my
in.
My Z28 hit a cassette deck.
Was it auto reverse?
Yeah.
Sit in that car that long, so you don't want to reach over and flip the tape. It does it for you.
That's right.
Yeah.
So cool. Check that out. We got that linked up on our main page from this week as well.
Yeah. Neat stuff. So, hey, good job to the Camaro team on that. You know, they're still moving ahead. So, oh, speaking of Camaro team.
Yes. We got an email here from old Fitzy.
Yeah?
Yeah, Mr. John Fitzpatrick, the marketing manager for Chevrolet Performance Cars, in regards to something we were talking about a couple episodes ago when we were reading the production figures.
Yeah, the sales numbers for April. Was it April?
April, yes.
Yeah.
He says, Jason and Chris, convertible accounted for 22% of sales of Camaros in April. Looking to see more of this month.
Wow. 22%.
22%.
I would have expected 10, 15 tops.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I kind of figured with the warmer weather that we would see a spike, especially with the pent-up demand for the convertible.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's expecting the same again for May.
Yeah, maybe even better. Neat. I would expect to see that maybe 25 to 30
There's not a whole lot of convertibles out there.
I don't see too many on the road.
Just being made by the manufacturers. I guess because there's just less coupes, they're more sedans.
Yeah. All the Mustangs seem to be all the convertibles seem to be Mustangs. I see a couple of Sebrings.
Oh yeah, there's still that thing.
Yeah.
And then the Camaro. I guess that's probably why there's just not that many coupes being made. You know, it's not in the lineup.
Everybody seems to have their top down their vet today too.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. Cool. Thanks for that, John.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. I got a good one. I wanted to read this last week. Didn't get to it. Nitrous Express is our company of choice for nitrous, only because we know that they put out a killer product, and we know the people that own it and work there. We got this email here, and I thought this was great. This came in on May 10th. I'm going to read this real quick. To all Nitrous Works customers. That's right. I said they're addressing Nitrous Works customers, Nitrous Expresses. As many of you already know, Barry Grant and his subsidiary, Nitrous Works, recently closed its doors and filed for bankruptcy. Although Nitrous Works was a competitor, we at NX were saddened to hear of the demise. So recently, we have received several calls from Nitrous Works customers needing technical advice and parts. Nitrous Express built its business and reputation in excellent customer service. And to this end, we would like to offer former Nitrous Works customers free tech help, low-cost replacement parts, and repair services for their Nitrous Works products, effective immediately. Nitrous Express will provide no-charge technical help and will perform low-cost service work for Nitrous Works products. Nitrous Works customers can simply call the normal Nitrous Express tech line at 940-767-7694 for tech help, parts, or service. And it also has an address if they want to send parts in for repair. And then it just wraps up. Mike Abney, National Sales Manager, Nitrous Express, Inc.
You know, when I saw that email come through, I thought Nitrous Express is such a class act to be able to do this. That is the epitome of great customer service right there.
And yeah,
that's a company you want to deal with.
I mean, they see a problem, they say, okay, well, you know, it's kind of a bummer about Barry Grant. You know, it's a big name, Demon Carburetors and things like that. But for them to reach out and just say, hey, you know, you're not alone. You're not left in the dust here. We'll still help you out. So, you know, I've known those guys for a while. My first nitrous kit was Nitrous Express. And I know the owner, Mike Wood. He's an awesome guy. He's a great person, great businessman, and just a true gentleman. And that comes out in that email. So
very, very cool.
Yeah, kudos to Nitrous Express,
I had to mention that.
Yeah, good stuff. Oh, plus they have an awesome energy drink.
Yeah.
One of our listeners got a whole palette of it.
Lucky.
Yeah, no kidding, because I love this stuff.
Oh, man.
I eat it. I put mustard on it. Anyway. Glenn McDuffie.
Didn't know this person's name at all.
Yeah.
Until just a little while ago when the F-Bod Father made his post on our site.
Yeah. It's you might have seen it in Life magazine. It's an old black and white photo of a naval soldier kissing what appears to be a young nurse at Times Square. Chris, is that?
I believe so.
Times Square.
It's
pretty famous. In fact, it was so famous that it wound up on the front in front of the driver's side tire on the American Pride Camaro. Well, Glenn McDuffie is the name of the guy, the soldier in that photo that wound up being part of this Camaro. He's still alive. And Scott Settlemyer, the F-Bod Father, had a chance to meet with him. And he posted the picture, the actual picture, and then he posted the picture of Mr. McDuffie. And unfortunately, he's confined to a wheelchair, but he looks like he's still kicking and rocking.
Yeah.
And there he is looking at the photo that was then airbrushed by Mickey Harris.
Yeah,
was it Mickey Harris that did that American Pride Camaro? And it was really cool to see that tribute even come to life even more, I guess, You know, that's the real person from that original photo. You know, what a hell of a cool connection.
Yeah.
And this is on the front page of CamaroZ28.com. We could not put that on the front page of CamaroZ28.com.
Scott has a great way with words, and he was talking about some, you know, swapping stories with this guy here.
Yeah.
From World War II, and it's just, it's incredible.
Oh, it's harrowing.
Yeah.
You know, watching ships be broken in half by waves and soldiers being washed overboard, never to be seen again.
Traveling in a hurricane. Yeah.
And that guy's a survivor, man.
Yeah. Dude.
And he deserves to be on that car and much more, much more.
Yeah.
And anybody else that went through that.
Awesome.
So you got to check these out. This is a real neat stuff. So
yes.
We'll leave it at that. We'll let you read the story. Thank you, Mr. F-Bod Father, for posting that and posting the pictures. Yeah. Awesome stuff.
Yep.
All right. So we got some voicemails, and we got quite a
bit.
We
sure do.
We're going to get through as many as we can, and if we don't get through it this week, we'll just have to keep going and get them up next week. So, Chris, you want to kick them off?
You bet.
All right.
Hey, Jason, Chris, Andrew, AJ Gross, AJ 96020 from the boards. Just wanted to ask if you had any tips or advice on picking out a shop to do tuning. Jason's a lot of work, a shop he says he really likes a lot. How did you end up coming to choose them? When someone's going to work on your baby and do some, you know, something a little more drastic than just bolting on the exhaust or wheels, you kind of want to get a good vibe that this is the right way to go. So I was just curious if you have any tips on how to go about searching and picking one out. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Hey, thanks for calling in, man. So Jason, he wants to know, how do you pick a tuning shop?
Tough.
I haven't had to pick a tuning shop in, God,
yeah.
10 years.
Yeah. Go by word of mouth. That's what I do.
Word of mouth? So what people are posting on the message board?
Yeah. I mean, and also just talk to people, you know, hey, who did you tune? Read their answer carefully, especially if you're in person, of course. If they say, oh, you know, so-and-so did it, it's all right. But if another guy said, you know what, we picked up some decent power. He ran on the dyno. He does dyno testing. You want dyno testing. And he's talking about tuning only, right?
He said tuning. So,
tuning, okay. Yeah, you want them to dyno tune it, not just play with a computer and say, take it out and tell me if it's faster. You know, you really want to find pockets of where power should be. But, you know, go by reputation. There's a lot of guys out there that claim to be really good, and I'm sure most of them are, but some think they're good but don't quite know how to get the most power out of the tune. And that's what you're paying the money for, to get the best out of the tune. Also, ask your tuner, how safe is this going to be? You don't want the tuner to put your engine on the ragged edge to get 5 more horsepower, knowing that you're going to detonate, you're going to go lean, you're going to grenade, you're going to hate life.
Yeah.
So, you know, make sure that they find that threshold of good power and still being safe. And that's it. Go with your gut.
Yeah, that's
go with your gut
advice.
And what some other guy says. That's the best I can give you, buddy. Yeah. Thanks for calling in. Good one. All right, you want to hit the next one?
You bet.
Hey, guys, it's Jonathan out in Old Bethany, New Jersey. Always enjoy the podcast. Listen, I tried doing that exhaust thing with the house phone behind. It sounded so bad on my cell phone from the house phone that I didn't bother to call it in. I'll try again next week. Anyways, just curious, what do you think the performance of the ZL1 is going to be if you took guesses? Is it going to be 0 to 60 in under 4 or over 4 seconds? What do you think its quarter mile time will be? And do you think it'll top out above 170? Or will they electronically limit it to 155? And if they took the limiters off, what do you think it would top out at, 200 miles an hour? Just conversation, nothing important, just curious. And like I said, always enjoy your podcast. Thank you.
Mr. Jonathan Brown.
What's going on, buddy?
Always enjoy him calling in. Yeah. Gotta love that accent.
Yeah, what do you think about his questions?
Oh, boy. He wants us to
prognosticate
here.
If I were to look into my crystal ball.
0 to 60.
I don't know, 4.5 seconds. I don't know.
Four and a half.
What's good these days?
I don't know.
I don't pay attention anymore. Quarter mile time, low 12s.
Low 12s.
I'm
huh?
thinking.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm, you know.
Are we talking 1240? Are we talking 1210s?
We're talking 1220s.
1220s.
1220s. Maybe even 1190s on the good day with some sticky tires or something.
Ooh. About 112, 113 mile an hour.
I bet it's got a good shot. If it's going to be what we think it is, you know,
yeah.
And they're not done yet, I got to think that it won't be long before somebody, maybe with a tune, maybe with a bit of a sticky tire, or with you know, different good elevation, good temperature. They'll hit the 11s fast.
Okay.
I think they'll hit the 11s. That's my answer. Okay. I'll stick to it. Let's see how close I am.
Okay.
Top speed?
Top speed.
160 is about pushing it. I don't care how much power you're going to throw with this. You're going to hit an aerodynamic wall.
Yeah.
Maybe 160, 570, but who the hell wants to go that fast?
Where are you going to go that fast? The salt flats?
I know a guy really well.
Yeah.
Really well. Like, nobody knows this guy better than I do. Who was doing dumb things one day, and he did about 155, 160. And from what he tells me in confidence.
Yeah.
110 is fun. 160 is not. It's just freaking scary.
Yeah.
It is just scary, and it's dumb. Let's be honest. It's dumb.
Especially on a public highway.
Well, you know, if you're doing it when there's nobody else around, that's kind of bad because that means there's no ambulances nearby. So this guy, after that, he said, you know, that was stupid enough to where he will never do that ever again. Yeah.
Okay, let's leave it at that.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So, sorry for the sermon. I just want to throw that out there. But, yeah, I think it's got some good power, and I think it'll be impressive, and I think it'll kick the crap out of just about anything.
I can't wait.
Yeah. 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 Thanks, John. You got me all amped up.
Yeah. Okay, you ready for another one?
Yeah, hit it.
Hi, my name is Tim. My username on the forum is RacerTim. I have a 94 Camaro Z28 with a built LT1 motor. This is a clip of it running open long tube headers with the big cam on it. Hope you enjoy it.
Okay, that didn't turn out well. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's an art to this.
There is.
It can be done right.
There's a fine line, and I don't know if that was on a cell phone. I think it was.
Yeah. Did it cut out? Did it cut out?
Cut out.
Oh, yeah. The recording.
It cut out. But we heard quite a bit of it.
Yeah,
and it wasn't good.
I know that there's something good there. I just think if he does some experimentation with the phone, he might have.
So Tim, I thank you for sending that in.
Yes,
and I would try again.
Yeah, and we're talking about $250 in SLP gift certificates here. So just experiment with it a little bit. Call your from your home phone to your cell phone. Leave a voicemail message and see how it sounds, and then just replicate it on our voicemail hotline.
Okay.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for giving it a shot.
Yeah. I'm gonna read an email that we got.
Okay.
Too.
All right. Cool.
We've got one of these. Chris and Jason, just listened to the first ever Camaro Z28.com podcast. For being the first ever, I thought it was pretty darn good. It was neat reminiscing on those old days when the Camaro concept was first coming to be. I wish gas was still around $3 a gallon, as sad as that is. Anyway, thank you guys for all you do for the Camaro Nation. Kudos for pioneering this website, which I love. I try and log on at least twice a day to gain some more knowledge about these cars and help others out when I can. The site and podcast are truly great, and I hope to have the privilege of hearing 297 more. Cheers, and keep up the great work. Blake, a.k.a. 94 Quasar Z on the forum.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, man. Blake. We love hearing stuff like that. So he listened to, I misheard that. I thought he said his first ever, in other words, the first time he ever listened to it. But no, he was talking about our first episode.
Yeah.
In what, October of 2006?
Something like that.
I can't believe it's been that long. I really can't.
I know.
Of course, we're knocking on the 300 mark. So
I know.
300 weeks nonstop.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much. We're glad you enjoy it. That's why we do it. Chris, can you link up the very first episode in the show notes?
I suppose. First ever. How embarrassing.
It kind of is, because it was, what, like 12 minutes long, and we had to share a microphone, which is kind of bizarre. I always say that. It really probably isn't, but it just seemed that way. Dude, thank you so much for that. That's awesome. We love hearing stuff like that. We love hearing your Camaro phone calls, and voicemails, I should say, and, of course, emails like that, or anything else Camaro-related you want to talk about. Just pick up the phone or fire up your email, and here's how to contact us.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
All right, let's try and blow through some more of these voicemails.
We get a lot. We get a lot.
Hey, guys, Bayer. I don't know why I bothered looking up a number for the podcast. I've got it memorized by now anyway. Here is my official entry for the exhaust thing. I went through it a couple times, and it seems to come through pretty good from what I've heard so far. Just keep in mind, too, this is loud. Long tubes, off-road Y, and a TSP Rumbler catback. And I put baffle tips on it. I finally got it back from the tuner. Fast 102 swap heads and cam. It's a kind of a medium cam, a 224, 228. SD tune, no math. So here we go. And a new fuel pump. Wait for it to settle down. All right, guys. Can't wait to hear it on Sunday. Have a good one. Bye.
Well done.
Very well done.
Now, how do you think he did that? Because we know it's not easy to get it right. How do you think he did that?
I think he may have done it from inside the car because his car's so loud. Maybe he had it in an enclosure with a phone inside the car. I don't know.
Well, I'm wondering if he's willing to call back.
Or drop us an email.
Or drop us an email and let us know. You know, drop, you know, give a friendly competition heads up. I almost wonder if he wasn't, if they're turning out more noise than anything because people are too close. They're holding the phone right to the exhaust tip. What about trying, I don't know for sure, but what if we just throw this out, maybe standing a few feet away and not in a garage where everything will bounce off the walls? But what I haven't heard yet is somebody saying, okay, here's my car. I'm going to hand it to my wife, girlfriend, brother, friend, and I'm going to do a drive-by. Oh. Nobody's done that.
No. Interesting.
Yeah. So, a little hint there. Bear, nice job, man. See, guys, it can be done.
It sure can.
Yeah. We didn't want to make it too easy now.
Yeah.
Excellent job. And we thank everybody so far for entering.
Okay.
We got how many more?
We got a couple here.
Well, let's get them in.
Three. Let's go.
Hey, guys. It's Crystal Dave. I had a little scare with the health, but I'm healthy as a horse, and I got lots of energy. So I just make it quick, and it's probably the fourth or fifth voicemail, so use whichever one you want. But love the podcast. It's great, and like Jason's post, that was pretty good on that video about the high-tech companies coming into Detroit. So you guys have a great weekend, and good luck on the BBOMG because I still don't have my passport. Bye.
Well, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Yeah, he's actually talking about a link that I think I stuck on my Facebook wall.
What's that?
Just about Detroit coming back.
Okay.
So this is kind of automotive related.
Yeah,
this is kind of cool.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But yes. mostly for tech.
Yeah, I saw a news story last night on the local Channel 4 here. Talking about how is Detroit the next Silicon Valley?
Yeah, yeah, the same thing.
Yeah.
I think it's the same thing. Yeah. Silicon or silicon?
Silicon.
Silicon goes in boobs, right?
I don't know. So, you know.
Anyway.
Some people say Caribbean. Some people say Caribbean. I don't know.
You say tomato. I say stupid.
That's right.
There's an old Tim Allen line. Anyway, yeah. So I think that might be a resurgence into the automotive you know, keep the momentum going. It doesn't have to be just automotive.
I know.
So, excellent stuff, man. Thanks, Dave. And
ready for another one?
Yeah.
My name's Mike. My forum username is Midnight FX. I have a 2000 Pontiac Trans Am WS6. It's got an F13 cam, full exhaust with a Magnaflow cat-back, and a couple other little bolt-ons. Here is the startup and idle of the car.
Not bad, Mike.
Yeah, that thing sounded like it had some balls.
Yeah, it sure does. You can tell how different these exhaust systems are. Just look by watching the sound meter here when we're recording this. You know, Bear's was pretty much tight and all the way across in the sound meter here.
Yeah.
This one's very, I don't know, was it lopey?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. He said he did have a camshaft, right?
Yeah.
That sounded like it had some stones, man.
Mike, thank you very much for
calling
in.
Nice, man. Thanks a lot. We how much time we got left? How many do we have left and how much time?
We have one more voicemail. Do you think we can get through it?
Nah, let's throw it in there.
Okay.
Hey, guys. It's David Knox Camaro on the boards. Wanted to call with my exhaust clip. Got a 2010 2SS L99 engine with a performance intake and Stainless Works inch and 7/8 headers hooked up to Corsa Sport Catback. So here it comes. Here you go. And that's it. Thanks, guys. Love your show. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Very cool, Dave.
Another decent entry.
Another decent entry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't do that cold.
That was pretty neat, though.
Sounds like he knows better. Yeah, nice, nice.
One of the very few fifth gens that were submitted so far.
Kind of funny, too.
Yeah.
Kind of funny. So, is that it for voicemails?
That is it.
We covered them all?
We covered them all.
Oh, nice. We managed to get them in time. When we're just about out of that time.
We are right at the edge.
Yeah, all right. Well, not a bad show. Not a bad turnout for the contest. So, we only have a week left or so, give or take.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have to make the difficult choice as to who sent in the best one, and we have to go through.
Yeah.
I always try to come up with some sort of honorable mention prize, so maybe I'll do what I can. But the winner's going to walk away with a $250 SLP gift certificate, of course, courtesy of SLP.
Nice.
And,
nice.
Yeah. So, and we'll also have our typical voicemail of the month prize as well.
Cool.
So keep your voicemails coming, your emails coming, and stay safe. Enjoy the weather, and hopefully the gas prices will keep dropping, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182, or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.